Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get back to the news, and then before we get to Whit Grosbeck at 8:20, Mike is listening in Connecticut with his six-year-old daughter, apparently, which I don't know if that's advisable or not. Mike, hello?
How you doing, Greg and guys, everyone? Courtney, we listen to you every morning on the way to school, and my daughter has a quick question for Courtney.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Emma.
What is your favorite song on the new Taylor album?
Oh, Emma, great question. My favorite song so far, I haven't listened to the second album, the second 15 songs that were a surprise. My favorite one so far is Little Old Me.
Oh, that's mom's favorite. Thank you, guys.
Oh, all thank right. you, guys.
Thank you. Mom likes that,
too. Yeah, Rhode Island Roadshow.
Have a good day at school.
See you at the road show in Rhode Island at Whalers. Matunic the night before. By the way, Whalers Brewing Company
That was really sweet.
I might start crying again.
Oh, don't cry. Uh-oh. Please don't cry.
Somebody's getting baby fever.
right in time for road show season to question everything.
May 3rd is the Whalers show. And Whalers has generously offered to donate all of the proceeds of tap sales that morning and that day to the Greg Hill Foundation. So, and I have arranged, I believe I mentioned this yesterday, but I have arranged a mystery guest, a mystery local legend for you on that day. So we still don't have a local legend for the Vermont show.
No. And I have two local legends for that show as well.
You do for that one already?
For Rhode Island, yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, it's going to be full of local legends then.
I know. I'm nervous about yours.
No, you're going to love it. It's right in your wheelhouse, I'm telling you. All right, back to the news if we could, please.
Influencers in the news. Let's get to that.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
A group of people were recorded pulling two bear cubs from a tree in North Carolina to take photos with them. Twitch Mitch has the video of this going on.
Oh my God, look at these idiots.
Yep, idiots. Also, it's so terrible because a lot of the times, if you touch a bear cub, the mama bear will leave it orphaned.
Right, reject it.
Reject it, yes.
Yeah, because it's got the human stink all over it.
So the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission has opened an investigation into this incident. Like, how dumb can you be? We can hear some audio from the woman or man recording this.
Okay. That's 100% what she's doing. She's taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
Did she just drop it? Oh my gosh, it's running, the poor little thing.
It wants to get back to its brother or sister. Oh, and it can't because it's too small.
Poor thing.
Put it back. It's scared.
Oh my God.
You know what? They're bear cubs.
Bear mamas.
Bear mama.
Yeah.
When she rips your face off, don't be complaining.
God. Yeah. People are so stupid. Anything for the likes.
Yeah. And the terrible point is when you first start watching the video, it looks like a bunch of teenagers, kids. Then it looks like the parents are there as well.
No, it's like grown-ups. And also, they're all wearing their pajamas.
Yeah.
Which is what everybody in America does every single day. I'm just jealous because I don't wear my pajamas. I guess I could wear my pajamas to work. I don't know. You don't want to do that. Maybe I should.
We could do a pajama day show.
No, you won't do that.
We could.
I have some cute PJs.
Oh, maybe we should do... I'm trying to figure out what the Roadshow merch is going to be. Should we do pajamas? But then you could listen. That would be... Curtis, this is an old radio trick. Like, you know, the radio shows used to give away the coffee mug. So then when you're having your cup of Joe in the morning, you'd listen.
Right.
Maybe if you were in your pajamas, you would listen. You're more likely to listen to the show when you wake up.
That could be cute.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
Go back to the future.
Okay. All right. Well, that's ridiculous. What else?
Tim Hortons made an uh-oh after accidentally emailing thousands of customers that they won a $40,000 fishing boat. Mass email wasn't supposed to go out, so now they're in hot water with a bunch of them who are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. Here's one customer, Jody Osborne.
I was thrilled. I could not believe what I was reading. I expressed to her that I was, you know, shocked and saddened. They do owe people what they won, and an email just isn't going to cut it.
But they didn't actually win the boat. It was an accident.
Correct.
There's a $10 coupon.
She wants a bag of cash. Yes. Not going to cut it. The apology on the mistake is not going to cut it.
Your mistake, not mine.
Right.
Your mistake. You said I want a boat. Where's my boat?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like these people, you know, you could call them a Karen, you call them a Ken. The people who go and complain to the pilot when there's turbulence.
Oh, damn. God.
Not turbulence, but when we're getting ready to land, and next thing you know, we're going up 90 degrees.
Can I see your manager, please?
Goddamn right.
I'm Jermaine Wiggins.
You're damn right.
Where'd you get your license?
We nearly collided with that plane during the wind shear.
What the hell are you doing up front? That's why I prefer...
That 500 free miles isn't going
to
cut it.
Nope. I want to sit up front. That is the best place to sit. I've done that before.
What?
In the cockpit?
Yeah, I've sat in the cockpit.
During
the
flight? I
thought you hated flying.
I do, but when I was playing, I wanted to see the difference from sitting in the cockpit and in the back. It's so much more at ease when you're sitting in the cockpit because you can see everything in front of you. And that I don't like... So there's got to be a way where maybe they can rotate us.
Was cockpit the name of the boat on Lake Minnetonka?
I have no idea, Curtis. I couldn't tell you. If they could rotate us so we could actually see what's in front of us, that might put me at a little bit more ease.
That's why you would like a little puddle jumper. If you go,
hell no.
You would because you can see everything.
I don't care. Them things are too small.
No.
Hell no.
You would love it. Italians are pissed after an Italian food historian, Professor Grandi, said that tomato sauce on pizza originated in America.
America.
Oh, did it?
So, yeah. Huh? Basically, we invented pizza, and they're steamed about it over there.
Pissed. A bunch of pizza makers in Rome are rioting. One guy, Yanni Altrui, told The Telegraph, "That's rubbish. I don't believe that's true. It's the Americans who learn from the Italians when it comes to food, not the other way around."
Nope.
But Grandi is saying that it's the ingredients in tomato sauce that was found in America. Before that, it was just a plain focaccia with some pieces of tomato on top.
That's it.
I said that right.
I think you did, yeah.
Right?
Well, I've never been to Italy. What's the pizza like?
How do you say it, Curtis?
Focaccia.
Oh.
Focaccia. Focata.
Focaccia.
Focata. What is the pizza like in Italy? I've never been there.
Now it's like they're copying us.
Okay.
So it used to be like a hunk of, Courtney, you said a hunk of bread. Maybe they threw like a half a tomato on there.
Yes.
We made the sauce.
Okay.
So we invented pizza. And so they owe us, by my calculations, they owe us millions for ripping off our form of pizza, and we'd like the check.
It is intimidating in Italy when you get a pizza because they don't cut anything. It's just a full individual pizza. Like, it's just on a plate.
Right.
It's a giant circle?
I mean, do you prefer your pizza sliced in a certain way? I mean, some people argue over whether you should have 8 slices, whether you want 6, 4.
No.
Like,
no.
Just depends on what
you're going to eat the same amount, really, right, Chaim? I mean, do you eat less? Does Olivia have any tips on that? Or
No.
Well,
pizza.
No, I'm being serious. It's like, you know.
No, it's just give me pizza and feed me more.
Just depends on whether or not it's a Sicilian pizza and it's square or rectangular versus a regular round pizza. So,
yeah.
I mean,
you can even cut a round pizza into like squares.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's but then you don't get any crust.
Yeah, I think it's more about the crust on a Sicilian versus a regular style round pizza.
Can we do an Italian road show at some point, like in Rome?
Ooh, in Rome.
Okay.
Okay.
Never been to Italy, but a lot of people on the Twitch saying, I said focaccia, right?
Oh, really?
I don't know. Never been to Italy.
Yeah, well, I'm Italian.
I'm going to do 23andMe if we do go to Italy and see if I got any family members out there.
Oh.
And see how they see if they welcome me.
That would be great. I think we should do that.
What? Go there to try to find Wiggy's family. Ancestors, his Italian family.
Yeah.
We just give him a bullhorn and he's like, Buonasera, Wiggy here.
Yeah, let's see. It's like the Seinfeld episode.
Everybody's weighing in and pointing out how wrong Curtis is about the pronunciation of focaccia.
What did you say, Courtney?
Focaccia.
Focaccia, okay.
Well, I think, well, wait a minute. That's the way Curtis said it, isn't it?
He said focaccia.
Uh-oh.
This is like the Quinnipiac thing all over again.
I actually think I side with Courtney.
Where was the emphasis on? Focaccia.
Okay. Anything else, Courtney?
Well, Jason Kelce is asking for help after he lost his Super Bowl ring.
Curtis brought this up earlier. Do we believe this?
I think that this is a little far-fetched. They did like a chili challenge. They did a New Heights show at the University of Cincinnati. They filled a pool of chili. They put a bunch of fake Super Bowl rings in it to play off the fact that Jason Kelce, I guess, loses his all the time. They also put his real one in it. Here he is talking on New Heights with Travis.
But I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. This is Jets Jake and intern Brandon the next day searching through the chili to try and find the sock that had my Super Bowl ring in it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill.
So he put his real ring in.
That's what they said,
I don't buy it for a minute.
I mean, I buy it. With him, I definitely believe it.
It's what do those things cost? Like $500,000, $1 million or something? I guess not a million.
No.
But
what, to make?
When the Patriots were doing their rings with all the diamonds and everything else, it was decades ago. What was the average cost of one? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? $100,000?
I would say depending on now, they're probably like $70,000, $80,000 to make. You know what I mean? So
I think it would be a crazy thing to put your real one in a challenge like
that. But don't he look like that type of dude to do it, though?
Yeah.
And then go, oh, damn. Now,
how do you not find it after? Unless somebody in the challenge just pocketed it.
Well, he said there's a bunch of other ones.
I don't believe it. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, we'll talk to Whit Grosbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Game one Sunday. And you can watch it with us. We have a basic brunch watch party.
We sure do.
On Sunday. Courtney, me, Curtis, maybe Wiggy.
Maybe.
If everything goes well with showing the home.
Yep, because
you're selling your home.
Yep, maybe they'll come in quick, go, all right, we want it sold. I'll even throw the Super Bowl ring in there.
Oh. Right? Don't promise that.
No, just to walk around that day.
At first.
We're just blaming Tim Hortons.
I'll throw it in there. You didn't let me finish to walk around.
Right.
And then when you buy it, you give it back.
And I want to say this properly. I was wrong. Courtney, you were right.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do the Greg Doyle and talk about myself and my apology. I would just like to say I have embarrassed the Silvestro part of my family, and I apologize.
Thank you.
All right. Do you defumigate the place? Like, I mean, it's 4:20 and you're showing your home. Like, I mean, I feel like
I smoke oils, man. I told you, oils don't smell. If I'm gonna smoke,
I feel like if I walked into a place and it reeked of weed,
you wouldn't smell the oils.
Still kind of smell it. It's not the real
weed. If you're smoking
weed.
A pre-roll, it's completely different. But if you're smoking oils.
I think oils have a little bit of a smell.
How many oils you smoke?
I don't smoke.
All right.
But
so if you're smoking.
I've been around quite a
bit. If you're smoking oils, and that's the reason why I smoke it, because I don't like to smoke in front of my kids for whatever crazy reason. They're all adults now, which makes absolutely no sense to me. But it is what it is.
So you don't, or Talita doesn't like it when you smoke.
No, I don't.
That sounds to me like a Mrs. Wiggins dictate.
No, no, I don't. For whatever reason, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't tell my kids I smoke weed, and they all know.
Well, they listen to the show.
Yeah, right, right.
Have they ever met you? Or,
well, it's like with my mother, for some reason.
You're
like,
high 24-7. Well, you think they don't know?
Yeah, whatever. It's like with my mother, it's like, Ma, I don't swear because I never swore around her. It's like, no, I never would swear. So the oils, the smell is
What do you like in a dorm? Like you put a wet towel down
and go in the bathroom, turn the shower on? No,
I mean your kids clearly know. You're like Spicoli, like Spicoli when he gets out of the van and the giant cloud of smoke comes out after him in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Topical.
Like, that's you.
They know, but I'm like when they say something, I'm like, no, I don't. That's not mine.
And you're not the dad that's like smoking with your kids.
No, no, I ain't at that level yet.
Right.
You know, I'm nowhere there. I'm not at that level of going to this strip club with my kids.
All right. Well, anyway, nowhere there. If Wiggy is selling his home, moving to them streets.
Yeah.
You're coming to the city, correct?
Yeah, I'll be in the city.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We outside, Greg.
Yeah.
I'm going to now be checking in all the time when I hit up the seaport.
I know. You and I.
I'll be there all the time.
Straight fire every night. Five nights a week out, me and you.
No dizzy.
And Mrs. Wiggins is going to get very upset.
Nah, she'd be out with us.
Oh, she will be? Okay.
It's going down.
Okay.
We could definitely be throwing lawn furniture off the rooftop.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Morgan Wiggy.
Yeah. Suddenly Wiggy turned into Morgan Wallen. Like, what? All right. Anyway. There's still like 10, 12 spots left. That's it.
Yep.
For basic brunch. And it's a Celtics watch party. So I watch the game with us.
Yeah.
This worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And the food there is incredible. I have been the last 3 weekends mm-hmm. in a row.
Really?
Yeah. Playwright food is unmatched. It's really, really good.
They got focaccia.
That's pronounced focaccia. Oh, wait. Greg's
told me that.
Greg's being a hardo about pronunciation? What is it? Is it lackadaisical or lackadaisical? You said that wrong like 30 times the last 2 days.
We used to have the help deliver us focaccia at free random. It was before the meal. All right.
A guy that has a concierge cannot call someone else rich.
All right. We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story with starting pitching last night. Brendan Bernardino only went 2 innings, striking out 2. Another 2 errors for the Sox. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games. Cora knows what they need to do. Here he is from last night's Red Sox postgame show.
We need to play better defense. That's the bottom line. You know, we don't two routine plays we don't make, and then we don't turn a little play, and we lose by one. So just got to keep going, you know. Show up early tomorrow, early work, take grounders, keep pushing them. They're good defenders. They are, you know. It's just we're not making plays right now.
Ooh, take grounders. I thought they couldn't do that at the major league level.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The Sox now in Pittsburgh, 6:40 first pitch. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Heat will host the Bulls tonight, with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins will kick off postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town with an 8 p.m. puck drop. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru with your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Curtis, speaking of Italian food, you know what I love? You ever have the bread and it has the tomato, olive oil, cheese mixture on the top? What do you call that?
I've never had it.
Bruschetta.
Bruschetta. Bruschetta. It's a hard K, Wiggy. All right. Weather, Curtis.
45 degrees, Gregory. Once again, Courtney, I apologize.
It's okay.
That was a swing and a miss.
Caprese. We should just do all Italian food.
It's
names.
Actually, it's a hard P.
It's pronounced Caprese.
Caprese.
Gnocchi. We should just do all Italian and the proper way to pronounce Italian food.
Oh, Courtney, it's pronounced gnocchi. All right. Whit Grosbeck, the owner of the Celtics, next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Celtics game one at the Garden on Sunday at 1, and taking some time to join us this morning, it is the owner of the Boston one of the owners of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Wick is on the Harbor One hotline. By the way, Wick, I believe, number 59 when it came to most influential people in Boston. Hello, Wick.
59, huh?
Yeah, pretty
I'm
good.
I'm not sure how to take that, really.
Well, it's here. It's playoff time.
I can't wait. It's so exciting. And Sunday at 1, we got to bring the energy a little earlier in the day. You know, Sunday at 8 p.m. would be a little more raucous, but Sunday at 1, we'll make it work.
Well, Celtics will know after tonight whether it's the Heat or the Bulls, and Heat most likely without Jimmy Butler. Is there any part of you or Brad or the guys on this team that would like the opportunity to exorcise a demon in the form of the Heat, or does it not matter?
I'm pretty sure the guys are just saying, you know, bring it on. You know, two good teams, et cetera, et cetera. I think Joe has the mindset of the team as nothing is assured, nothing is scripted, nothing's going to go according to plan. You know, these are going to be dogfights all the way through. And so I'm sure he's preparing them for both teams. And, you know, we'll all be watching tonight and see who we get to play.
Wick, speaking of mindset, Joe Mazzulla was on Part of My Take this morning, and he walked them through everything that he does throughout the regular season and the postseason to keep his mind sharp and to keep him in the same kind of wheelhouse as the players on the court and how they may be feeling mentally, physically. How important have you seen the relationship between the players and Joe Mazzulla grow this season from last season, and how much is that how much does that kind of go to speak to how good they've been playing this season?
Yeah, I mean, my window into it for the most part is at the games, sitting right there as they all interact right in front of me, you know, sitting next to the bench. And seeing how during the game flow, he's got comments, he's calling plays, he's directing guys. It's a nonstop, really back and forth or communication, and how he's got everybody's attention and he's got, like, command of the whole situation as much as you can. You know, the other team's trying to mess it up. But in other words, that's the connection I see the most. I also go over to practice from time to time, and I see it over there. It's a real bond between them. I mean, he's a real authentic leader. He's got a ton of energy and insight. He's got a great staff around him, and we've got a really good roster. I mean, it all kind of goes together. But I think it starts with the communication between the coach and the players that I see during the games, and I think it's very effective.
Blake Griffin this week, Wick, said that he had been talking with Brad about coming back in December and then essentially kind of woke up and at some point and felt like he just didn't want to keep playing. Given the chance that this team has to when it comes to winning it, and I don't want to jinx anything, you surprised that he didn't come back?
No. I know Blake, you know, gotten to know him well. Everybody just really thought he was fantastic when he was here this last stint. He really is a great guy on and off the court. And so he would have been a nice glue guy for the roster. But we all knew probably pretty much throughout the year he wasn't. I mean, we were trying to get him back, but he said from the beginning, I'm done. So I don't think this is a huge surprise. I remember back in the day, we tried to get Reggie Miller to come and sort of come out of retirement and join the 08 team. And he didn't do that. And we still joke about that every now and then. Maybe there's a parallel. I'd love there to be a parallel. But anyway, Blake is, you know, a great guy. And I'm sure he's got a future in basketball if he wants to come back in another role. But he's done playing, apparently.
Yeah. Wick, how important is it for Mazzulla, especially his coaching staff, to make sure that the players don't, I guess, buy into the hype? Because the expectations around here, I'm going to be honest with you, is we all expect you to get to the championship and win it. And so how important is it for Mazzulla to make sure that these guys understand that they know how good they are and maybe not read into their press clippings that a lot of people, basketball analysts, are saying that this is the Celtics year?
Yeah, well, I think you said it well, and you've been in those situations too. The other teams, you know, every team in this city has been over the last decade, you know, picked to win it, supposed to win it. You can go down every team on the list, and everybody has won it. But, you know, one team six times, one team four times. So there's a lot of expectations in Boston. That's what comes with being in Boston. And I think we've learned over the last 5 years that it doesn't get easier starting in mid-April. It gets harder. And I'm sure everybody's burning with the desire to, you know, let's just start by winning on Sunday, game one, and see what happens. I think that's probably the mindset.
Wick, the best offensive rating in the entire league this season belongs to my guy, P. Pritch. He was somebody who, you know, may have wanted to, you know, off-season wise may have wanted to be elsewhere. What have you seen from him this season? And I guess the follow up would be the bench in general.
I love the way he's playing and igniting things. And he seemed like he got another gear. He got you know, quicker and more confident over the last half of the season. But anyway, we signed him to a 4-year deal in the off-season. And so put all that to rest about, you know, made it clear to him and his agent that, you know, you stay here, you're going to get playing time, you know, you got to earn it, but we want you here. Here's a 4-year deal. And so we locked him in over the summer, believing in him, and he's risen to the occasion. And it's one of the major factors with this team, you know, playing well in the regular season.
I love the way he plays. I just absolutely love it. Curtis?
Hey, Wick, just off of what Wiggy had asked prior about, you know, the press clippings and everything else, you as the person in charge of the organization, if this team doesn't win at all, was this season a failure despite the regular season?
Well, I've said, I said before in an interview a couple of weeks ago, I'd be disappointed if we didn't, you know, make a really good run at it. Obviously, I named the company Banner 17 way back in the day. That's when we had 16. I think my first quote was, we're going to win Banner 17 or I'm going to die trying, because someone like pushed me on it, like, why'd you name it that? We're in this business to go all the way or do the best job we can, you know, getting there. So I'm disappointed any year we don't win at all. I'll speak for myself.
It would also is Joe Mazzulla, phenomenal year. You know, obviously was the, you know, coach of the month several times, maybe coach of the year when that balloting comes out. Is there anything this postseason that would preclude him from being back next year because the team's so good?
Preclude him from being back next year?
Right. Is there anything if the team doesn't win a championship, is there anything that would be where you'd have to make a change in that position going forward?
Okay.
Is it?
That's not a kind of question I answer, but nice try. Thanks.
Okay.
Wick, near the end of the season, there were a few games that were uncharacteristic for the team, and there were some people saying it looks like they're sleepwalking, just get them to the postseason, they just want to get there. There's been some players that have said, we like that we had to face some adversity going into the postseason. Do you feel that way? Are you happy that they had some ups and downs to end the season?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy we went. I guess I've kind of put the regular season in the rearview mirror. We won the East by 14 games.
Right.
We won the West, you know, over the West by some number of games, two or three or something. And we were 37-4 at home. So in general, here we are. We're the top seed, and knock on wood, we're all healthy right at the moment. And that's kind of where I am about it. I mean, I didn't expect we were going to go undefeated during the regular season. We didn't, but we had a good record. But we all know on this call and listening to this call, we all know that Chicago can beat us. We all know that Miami can beat us. And I think I read that Joe showed them tapes of the 08 postseason, and we went seven games against Atlanta and then seven games against Cleveland in the first two rounds. It was no joke. We almost got eliminated multiple times. So it's going to be a brawl, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Saw a really interesting piece yesterday on the Mercedes collection of Kristaps Porzingis. Have you promised him? Have you promised him a new one? Should they win it all, Wick?
Yeah, I'm going to go on record and say that I have not committed any salary cap violations along the line. If I have a spare car lying around, which I don't, but if I did, you know, I'll probably throw somebody the keys if we win the whole thing, but and take the penalties. But luckily, I don't have a spare car hanging around, so that's not going to happen.
Well, and I mean, so many things. You can look back on this season and where you guys were in the off season, and I'm sure there are many things that you look at and say, what a key move that was. But in the case of that player, and Brad being able to go and get him, I feel like that just changed the dynamic of this basketball team.
It really did. I mean, he's brought this unbelievable energy. I'm like everybody's seen. He has not stopped smiling since he got here. And he's got a killer instinct. I mean, he's blocking shots. He's making threes. He's dunking the ball. He's doing everything he possibly can, and he's playing at a very high level. And we all remember, or most of us remember, he came in like 8 years ago into the league, and he was in his teens, late teens, I think. And I think he has said he has grown and matured and grown into being, you know, the NBA player he wanted to be. And it's taken him a bit of time. I think these are quotes I remember from him. So the fact that we have him now in his late 20s and have him in a place where he wants to be and have him under contract, which we really appreciate him signing, he's a big piece of the team. I can't wait to see how it all works out.
Wick, one of the things you talked about is expectations, what yours are. But another thing that happens in the playoffs, it's about – you know, pressure that athletes put on themselves. You got a guy like Jason Tatum, you know, he's probably, his expectations for himself are probably through the roof. The pressure he puts on himself is probably, you know, unbelievable. What's the difference that you notice between Tatum this year going into the playoffs versus Tatum last year?
Now, I don't know what to say, Wiggy, and I appreciate the question. I think I just want like, let Jason be himself. He's gotten better every year. He is a leader of this team. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. And, you know, I'd like to leave it at that. I don't want to comment on any changes that may have, you know, I just want to say he and others have led us, you know, he and JB and Kristaps and, you know, the whole the top six and then the next six. Everybody's contributed to having the best record in the league. So at this point, I'm enjoying where we are. I'm also enjoying the uncertainty of not knowing what's going to happen. Like, if I did somehow have some envelope that said whether or not we're going to win it this year and how it's going to all play out, I wouldn't open the envelope. I wouldn't look ahead. I wouldn't look ahead to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy the movie and see what happens. It's going to be an unbelievable ride.
Speaking of movies, we know Missoula's obsession with the town. We debate this all the time on the show. Are you a town or the Departed? Where do you fall? Which one's better?
Departed.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree with him.
I am a Departed guy. I think The Departed's an unbelievable movie. I did watch The Town, but I never had a... And I haven't multiply watched it. I've watched The Departed several times, and I have only watched The Town once. So that's where I am, I guess.
Are you a cop?
It's great. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time, as always, and we look forward to talking to you throughout this playoff run, and it all gets underway Sunday at 1, and I guess have those that are being asked to join you in your seats for either game 1 or game 2 been alerted yet, or is that coming?
Yeah, game 1's long gone. We'll see what we can do about game 2 and or game 5. Game 1 is there's family that swooped in.
I understand. I'm just asking for others. I'm not even asking.
Yeah, you are your extended family. You're extended family, but you're not family anymore.
All right.
100 and part of that family.
Yeah. Greg's 145 on the list of influential people, so it is important to get him there.
Yeah. If we were going by that list, I wouldn't even be invited to Sunday.
Well, listen, I say it all the time on this show. I firmly believe you are currently the best owner in our city. And really, really appreciate what you do for us on the show. And we can't wait. So thanks for talking to us.
There are owners in the city that should have statues, you know, 6 championships, 4 championships, et cetera. Let's just enjoy the postseason. And we got the Bruins postseason, the Celtics postseason, and I hope we both win it.
All right, Wick. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There you have Wick Grosbeck. Sunday at 1.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I'm on this roller coaster with him. Hopefully it's a nice, smooth ride.
You wouldn't open the envelope either?
No, I'd open the envelope.
All right. We got to take a break. Still to come. Jackson's report from yesterday at the Garden and the new food that they are offering for the Bruins and for the Celtics.
I'm very excited.
So are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a little tease before the show.
Oh, you did?
Well,
oh,
just wow. Jackson talking to me about the event. So very excited.
So we will get to that coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be. Living in Beverly Hills.
Coming up. up, if you're going to the Garden for Bruins game one tomorrow night or Celtics game one on Sunday, there's new food. And we sent our man on the street, literally on the street, Jackson, to go and create a piece on that yesterday. And we will we'll go over that coming up. Nobody's heard it.
Big crack.
I don't think. So this could be hit or miss when it comes to Jackson. He put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
I love it. This is Phil on the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Joe, good morning.
What's up?
Dog. Can we have a douche ruling?
Douche move ruling, yes.
Yes, yes. Whatever came out of Curtis's face during that last call with Wick, he has the inability to read the room. He believed, obviously, he was speaking to Stan Kennedy or Belichick back in the day. Curtis, do everybody a favor. Never speak when the man, the myth, the legend is on the phone again.
I mean, we talk about Joe Mazzulla all the time. It's a simple answer. He's done a great job. He's the coach of the team.
They're on a hot streak. He's the nicest guy in the world. And your question is to embarrass him?
How is it embarrassing? What was embarrassing, Phil?
You embarrassed yourself.
Well, you said I embarrassed him. How did I embarrass him?
Hey, Joe, I'm the producer of a sports show. Hey, any chance of you firing the head coach, the guy who started off, got thrown into a lava pit of fire when Ime Udoka got booted? Are we going to fire him if he doesn't win for the second year as a failure? No, stupid, you're not going to.
Phil,
and even if
Phil,
he
just
was
one more
to,
time, I'm
going to
ask you, Phil, how did I embarrass him?
You embarrassed yourself.
Okay. I mean, if that's your prerogative, that's fine. I certainly didn't embarrass Wick Grosbeck, who owns the Celtics.
No, you embarrassed. Do you listen? This is why you ask dumb questions, because you don't listen. You embarrassed yourself.
I feel like it's embarrassing, Phil. Phil, Phil, listening is a skill.
We don't want you talking to Wick.
Phil, listening is a skill. If I talk about at length, as we all have, that the only thing they will change if they do not win a championship is the head coach, which is why the first question was, if this team does not win a championship, is the season a failure? Was that a good question, Phil?
It's a dumb question. It's a douche move.
No. I just asked you the question that I just said, Phil. The question that I asked prior of whether or not the season is a failure. Is that a dumb question?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There's 5,367 more questions I would ask.
So I'll just go to the room now because Phil's all set. So I would say, Greg.
Yes.
If the season is a failure, according to the owner, which is what he just said, correct? Mm-hmm. If they don't win a championship, he considers it a failure. They're not going to trade the whole roster. And the only thing people have discussed is Mazzulla. Courtney's lead was a great one today. That he was on Pardon My Take, he was showing this different side of himself, all of those things.
Yeah.
So
this is that great debate about whether the question needs to be asked today or could be asked when we get to that point.
But I don't think that there's a chance in hell he would answer it if they get eliminated. I would find that to be a place he would never make
but
a comment.
I don't think he's going to tell you when you ask him right now before the playoffs start. Yes, Curtis, I'm going to fire Joe Mazzulla if we don't win. I mean,
See, what I would have said if I were the owner of the team and I was asked that question, I would say Joe Mazzulla just won 64 games in his first full season with an actual offseason to build and develop his staff. He was the best coach in basketball. We're thrilled to have him. We look forward to him being behind the bench for years to come. Boom. Yeah. I don't think that's embarrassing in any way. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I asked Sam Kennedy about the two owners not going to the funeral of a guy they just praised.
Yeah.
Because it's something we discuss. It's not personal.
It's hardball.
But it's not hardball. What else is there to talk about with this team other than the future of the coach? Are they going to get rid of Jason Tatum, Wiggy?
I don't know. I asked. He didn't answer about Tatum and what was different. And I thought that was a good question. I get my questions from Ken, who dropped some stuff in. He dropped a nice little article yesterday.
Yes.
The four things that we can do as a personality.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm working on that.
Are you?
I am having a conversation. I'm going to have some lunch with Jeff from, I believe it's Wachusett's Mountain.
Oh. Wachusett.
I met him at your event.
Yeah.
To see if we can, how we can work together.
Yeah. The All Greg about Hill working Show. With the sales. Greg's very good at it.
Yeah.
I want to do sit downs with the sales department once a week.
I got to, first off, the other thing I need to do a little bit more digging into is the actual money that we're looking for. The first one. I remember that one was the money element on what sales is trying to get. So I'm not really big into that world yet.
Yeah, but you will be. But I thought his response to your question made sense, where he was basically like, I'd rather Jason answer that for himself than
me.
Can
we get Jason on?
That would be great.
I've been, listen, I was in the same area with Jason, and I've been trying, you know, I'd love to have him on the show, but he's so quiet in the sense of, like, you know, he doesn't really do a lot unless he, you know, he's on like one of those basketball podcasts. But I'd like to know what is, because he's talked about the pressure and his expectations and what he wants to do for this organization. And I know as a former player, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. He's the guy, all eyes are on him. Mm-hmm. What is different? Like, what's the thing that you notice different this year heading into the postseason from what you might have saw years past? Maybe he might be a little bit, you know, all right, I'm not going to try to put it all on myself. I'm going to, you know, those. That's what I was kind of looking for. But, you know. Maybe
All
we'll
right.
get to talk
well,
to Jason.
It is game one.
Yeah, that it is.
And the Celtics await either the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls, the winner of that game this evening. And do you care who it is? Don't you want the Heat without, because Jimmy Butler's hurt and done.
Yeah, I'll take the Heat without Jimmy Buckets.
Bulls have some injury stuff, too.
Yeah. I'm going Bulls all day.
Tyler Harrell's playing solid. They got Bam out of Bayou. You know, DeMar DeRozan, but I still feel like, I think Curtis said, and I agree with Curtis, I don't think there'll be a series where the Celtics will, it'll even get to six games. So,
all right. Well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Coming up, we'll get to Jackson's report on the new food at the Garden. I mean, is there anything that's more appropriate for this program than new food at the Boston Garden?
No, kind of an awesome assignment for Jackson.
I hope Jackson didn't ask the food any tough questions.
I want to see.
Do you think
kind
he went in and ate it before the hosts were allowed to eat any of it?
I would think so. Oh, yeah, he was definitely there.
He's eating good.
Do you think he walked right into the event and went straight for the food?
Definitely.
Like, you know.
Sampled it before they even rolled it out. That's it.
He's always very hungry. When we have food in here, I notice Jackson is always very hungry.
Yeah. Oh, that was the line of the day.
Does he eat a lot at the crib? That's what I wonder. Does is it fiance?
Fiance. Uh-huh.
Does she do a lot of cooking? Or?
I don't. We can
or maybe
ask
he's
him.
The cook.
He's going to come in. Right. So we'll talk to Jackson next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.